Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Sometimes I'm troubled by the fact that I could believe a lie. 2 Peter 1:10 says, "So dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you are really among those God has called and chosen. Do these things and you will never fall away." You know, one of Satan's greatest deceptions is convincing people that they are children of God when indeed they are not. Matthew 7:22-23 says, "On judgment day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name.' But I will reply, 'I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws.'" On judgment day, many will say, there will be many who stand before God one day who have worked in our churches, loved our children, talked the talk, and looked to us like they were walking the walk, and yet they are not part of God's family. This must be the greatest and cruelest deception of all, for the consequences of such deception are beyond comprehension. Yet God says it's true. What this means is that I am capable of fooling myself. I am capable of believing a lie that was either handed to me or that I made up myself. In fact, I can imagine nothing more tragic than thinking that all is well with God and me, only to find out that I was wrong. How do we know that we are true children of God? One indicator is the fact that our lives are in obvious transition. When we become believers, God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, lives within us and begins to convict us of our sin and teaches us as we are in the Bible and gives us new appetites. If we are true believers, we will see some sort of fruit or evidence of such a standing. We will see the fruit of the Spirit displayed, love, joy, peace, patience, etc. And we will see others come to Christ because of what He is doing in our lives. We can know we're true believers as our wills begin to align with God's, as our citizenship moves from this temporal earth to our eternal home. We can know that we are part of God's family as we see ourselves persecuted for doing good. There is no way I can accurately judge whether another human has truly placed his or her faith in Christ and been forgiven. But I can report that there are many who believe that they are right with God when in reality, they're not. Romans 3:30 says, "There is only one God, and He makes people right with Himself only by faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles." It doesn't matter what church you go to. We are saved by putting our trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior, not just by words that talk about trust, not just by an intellectual orthodoxy, but by actually placing our trust in what Jesus has done for us on the cross. That makes a difference. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud, coming to you from the studios of Relate365.com.